I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Symphony welcomes one of this era's preeminent instrumentalists as saxophonist Branford Marsalis arrives for a performance and educational residency this week. He'll perform with the Eugene Symphony on Thursday, January 22nd on Jacques Ibert's Concertino de Camara and John Williams' Escapades. He'll also teach classes for middle and high school students, lead discussions at the UO, and coach both the UO and LCC jazz bands. Branford Marsalis joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for taking a little time today, Branford.
Pleasure, Eric. Good to see you.
What is it about Ibert's piece that is so particularly challenging from a technical perspective?
I think anytime you have a composer that has a strong sense of melody and is writing for an instrument with which they're not familiar, the technical barrier is going to leap up a few notches because they don't know what the instrument can play and can't. It's humbling and it's awesome.
Technical difficulty is not in itself a compositional virtue from my perspective. Music needs to have emotional content to be successful as well. So beyond the technical difficulty that Ibert managed to put in this, perhaps because he wasn't a saxophone player and didn't know the limits, what about the emotional content of this music makes it stick for you?
Well, for me, I think that melody creates, sound creates the emotion, but it starts with the melody. And unlike a lot of saxophone music, it is melodic. It's not the Glazunov concerto, which is unbelievably melodic, but it's very singable, and I think that makes a big difference. A lot of saxophone music, like a lot of modern jazz, none of it's really singable, and that's one of the reasons it is so poorly received. Everybody likes a song with a good beat and a great melody, and that's one of those things that Ibert did in the piece. The piece is exciting. There's like a little, very, very tiny adagio movement, and it's really pretty. And then it just gallops at the end. You have this really, you know, gnarly cadenza, which I play my own. Part of his and part of my own.
Branford Marsalis with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on KLCC with music from Jacques Ibert. The Williams piece has some definite differences from Ibert's take, and Williams is one of those composers who's managed to create compositions that do stick in people's minds, primarily through film music, or often through film music. One of the things about the Escapades piece is it merges classical elements and jazz elements, which is a parallel to your own background in a certain way. Is that one of the reasons that this piece has drawn you?
No, I never really thought about it until I actually heard myself rehearsing with the North Carolina Symphony. I'd never really thought about the fact that he had essentially notated a jazz band with a solo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard the piano playing behind me, and I said, wait a second, the piano player's comping. The bass player's walking. So it completely changed the way I phrased the solo. I definitely jazzed it up, but stayed all the notes are the same, and I didn't add any of the jazz affectations like growls and bent notes and all those things, but the rhythm of it, I changed the rhythm because if you look at the way he wrote it, he wrote this rhythm in using slurs without accents. That's very cool, but the thing that John Williams does best is he creates fantastic melodies that you can put in your pocket, as Darius Milhaud said in this interview in the Book of Great Composers. He says, the most challenging thing in music is to write a melody that is so infectious that the everyman wants to put it in his pocket and take it home with him. Mm-hmm. And to him, that was the absolute thing.
Mm-hmm.
And John Williams does that great. I was really struck by how effective the saxophone is a lead instrument in that setting and not in a jazz setting. Technically, the Ibert is harder,
mm-hmm.
but I struggle the most with the Williams, and I've never been able to figure out why. But I'm looking forward to it.
Here is Branford Marsalis with the North Carolina Symphony with a bit of Escapades from John Williams. Thank you. I'm with Branford Marsalis in the KLCC studios, who's in the Willamette Valley for a week-long educational residency and will perform with the Eugene Symphony on Thursday, January 22nd. So let's talk about the educational components of your residency. There's such a great range of ages of kids that you're going to be speaking to here. I think of your own childhood and the remarkable musical family you came from. Are there things that come out of your own family background that help you impart musical inspiration to young kids?
Probably. Definitely the combination of my family background and New Orleans, growing up in a city like that. How I address kids is that I'm a stickler about definition. When I talk to students, it's more about, let's deal with the definition. I'm not going to try to turn you into something that you don't want to be, but I will make sure that we understand what the definitions are so that you don't think that you're doing something that you're actually not doing.
I would imagine there comes a line as an educator between needing to support and inspire, particularly when they're very young, and getting to the place where a musician is really ready for a critical voice and needs the constructive criticism as well. How do you sense when a student is ready for that next level of challenge and constructive criticism?
Most students are never really ready for it.
Yeah.
I grew up under the notion that you're not as good as you think you are and you're not as smart as you think you are.
Yeah.
A lot of the students that I teach did not grow up under that paradigm. So the first time that they figure out that they're not as good as they think they are is when they walk into my class or Joey Calderazzo's class, and they come out very disillusioned. But the way I figure is once you get to college, that's just too bad. Yeah. It's almost big boy time. You know, so when you're in high school and junior high school, all I'm going to really stress is that if they really want to play jazz better, they have to listen to it more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what it's going to be.
So is listening then the key aspect of what you bring as an educator?
Absolutely. Because the mastery of any language is through immersion.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be so much oral education, so much listening. Listening, and mimicry, listening and mimicry and repetition. And this is the same thing I find in music. If you can convince them to listen and to listen with a certain level of specificity and spend 1 year on one song and then go to the next song, how they hear music changes dramatically.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and taking a few minutes.
My pleasure.
Saxophonist Branford Marsalis, who will appear with the Eugene Symphony at the Holt Center on Thursday, January 22nd with guest conductor Christian Knapp. He'll perform on Jacques Ibert's Concertino de Camara and the John Williams piece Escapades, with its roots in the Spielberg film Catch Me If You Can. Branford Marsalis will also conduct master classes and discussions at educational levels from middle school to college during his week-long residency, funded in part by a grant from the NEA. For complete information, eugenesymphony.org, and for tickets to the Holt Center performance, holtcenter.org. Also see branfordmarsalis.com. For an expanded version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.